Well, we're here. It's the finale of MasterChef Canada, and we're joined by both finalists, Trevor Connie and Taya Vanderwarden. And guys, what's it been like watching yourself on TV? Did you ever get used to it?
Yeah, I thought it would be a lot stranger watching myself on TV, but actually, it's not that bad.
Have you kind of got the bug? Now you're going to try it for every television show you can?
That's right, yeah. But the facial expressions I make, I think that's the biggest thing.
What about you, Trevor? Have you gotten used to watching yourself yet?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, it was very surreal and, a bit out there. But as the season progressed, I sort of started to enjoy it. And I think a little too much. My friends and family that I watched it with, I'm like glued to the TV and I'm telling them, shut up, stop talking. I'm on right now.
Well, I guess it helps, you know, knowing that you're going to be in the final, right? You can really get into it a little bit more, I would think.
For sure. I mean, knowing the outcome and watching everybody else's reactions while you're with them was the best part about watching myself on television.
You know, so now, looking back, is there anything you would have changed? I mean, you've made it to the final, so obviously everything you've done has worked out for you, but what would be something that, Trevor, you'd go back and change if you could? Maybe a certain dish or a spice or something?
Oh, goodness, and I think Taya can agree with this. We've been stewing on this for however many months now, and every little thing, every mistake that you made, I wish I could take it back and do something else, even if it didn't really affect the outcome of how far I progressed in the show. Taya can agree, just like cooking in general, you always want to make it perfect. So,
yeah, I would agree. I think it's like, looking back on it, especially the number of cooks I feel like I've done, there's definitely some moments where you feel like, you know, I wish I would have focused a little bit more on plating, you know, for 30 more seconds, or, I wish I'd, you know, added more flavor to this, but in the end, it all works out.
Was there a dish, Taya, that maybe you look back and you thought, okay, now this is getting me eliminated. There's no way this is going to be good. And then you got a surprising result from them, and they're like, this is delicious, and you went, oh, okay then.
Honestly, I think going into it, you really just never know. I mean, you can be confident with your dish and how it tastes. For me, I was always confident with my flavors, but my plating wasn't the best. And so I think for me it was more, I don't think I ever felt like I had a really bad dish. I just felt that my plating could be better. I think that would be the biggest thing.
Is there anything for you, Trevor?
I mean, I went into the competition fairly confident, and I think that was my downfall in the earlier stages of it. I mean, I thought that I put up a really, really good dish, and a couple of times I was near to elimination on these dishes that I thought were great, and I couldn't quite wrap my head around it. I thought, you know, I started to, like, second-guess myself as a cook. I was like, am I even good? Like, these judges are absolutely tearing me apart right now. But that's the whole process of the show. I mean, you have to learn and you have to grow and get better and really take the judges' constructive criticism to heart. And I think that's where Taya and I both excelled and ultimately ended up in the finale, because we both, at certain points in the competition, absolutely got ripped apart but never gave up.
Right.
And just bounced back.
Do you guys get much time to taste every part of your dish before you actually present it to them?
I don't think we get to taste the dish like as a whole, but you know, you learn as you go that you should be tasting your food throughout the entire process. So you know, you taste your sauce, you taste, you know, pieces of your meat, but as a whole you don't really taste it, so you really got to be confident with your flavors.
Right, you got to know they're going to complement each other.
Yeah.
Now, what happens to the food at the end? Like, they don't eat the whole dish, right? They're just tasting bits of it. Do you get to finish it? Do they end up just taking it and eating it? Where does it all go?
That's a MasterChef mystery.
Yeah, MasterChef secret.
It's just all the staff and the crew are just sitting there eating all your food, and you're hungry off in the corner somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, is there anything that, I'm sure you've learned an awful lot, but what would be the biggest thing that sticks out to you, you know, after going through this process, getting all the feedback from the judges, seeing the other cooks and their feedback that they're getting, is there like one main thing you took away that you're going to apply now going forward?
I think for me at least, not so much like cooking skill-wise, but just being humble about what you're cooking. And it sounds so cliche, but like cook from the heart and cook what you like and cook it properly. I mean, I think a couple of times I tried to cook for the judges, like what they want. This is what they want, or what I thought they wanted. And it didn't play out in my favor. Right. And, you know, they kept telling me, like, just cook your food. Be you. And once I started to wrap my head around that, I started to progress further and grow as a home cook.
I guess, I mean, it is you when you audition, right? You make your best dish when you go to the audition. That's what got you there. So they want to keep seeing that, right?
Absolutely.
Is there anything for you, Taya, that, you know, thinking back, you know, this is the one thing that I'm taking away from the show?
Absolutely. I think for me, what I've learned the most is to completely trust your gut and be confident with what you put on a plate. And I think I struggled with that a little bit. I always at the beginning I really doubted my capabilities. And you know, you're surrounded by a bunch of talented home cooks. And you kind of want to find your spot in between all of them. So, you know, just being confident in yourself and what you're presenting, and I think that's what I'll take away the most out of it.
If someone came up to you on the street and they're like, you know, all I ever can manage to muster up for my family is, you know, some chicken nuggets and some rice or something for supper, what would your suggestion be to them if they said, what can I do to make this better? What can I do to improve? What do you say to them, Taya?
You know, I say go out of your comfort zone, you know, maybe do chicken breast instead of chicken nuggets, and don't be afraid to fail, because nobody got to where they are without failing a number of times. And so I think even when I started cooking, you know, I would throw something together and sometimes it didn't taste good. But the more practice you have, the better you get.
Anything you would suggest different there, Trevor?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with Taya, but for the generic person at home who isn't that into cooking and wants to sort of not really excel at it, but just upgrade to the next level, I mean, take the time to go to the superstore or the supermarket and, you know, get some fresh produce, get some fresh meats, and like Taya said, just experiment. I mean, that's what cooking is, so... There's no wrong recipe.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, you know, I appreciate you guys taking some time this morning, and you know, good luck watching the outcome tonight. I know you guys both know the outcome and probably have to be really tight-lipped about it when watching with your family tonight. But good luck tonight, and thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.